What did they feed you? Did you have to eat out of those little cans?
What we had, what they called K-rations, came in cardboard wax boxes, some canned food. That was about it. That's all you had.
Was your adrenaline like going all the time you were there? I mean, was it really stressful and scary?
It was scary. It was fearful. Your adrenaline would pump when you got scared, and you were always scared, so your adrenaline was pumping.
Well, could you sleep? Or did they have, like, snipers?
They had very accurate snipers. You sleep, you catnap, because you would be, maybe you'd be up on a line, depending on how intense fighting was, you might be up, say, 3-4 days, then they pull you back to a rest area, and maybe give you a 12-hour break or something like that. And you'd come back up again, see. But it was a war. You fight. You don't play.
You never got any leave? R&R? Well, at what point did you start seeing civilians?
Well, to the south, we didn't see, actually, I didn't see too many civilians. Mostly, when they would clear out a cave, you would see women and children come out.
And what would they do with them?
Take them back to a camp, interrogate them probably, and put them in an area that was safe from mm-hmm. fighting. But quite often, they would run across women or soldiers impersonating Okinawa women. Their bodies would be taped with dynamite belts or hand grenade belts to the inside. Pretty. So after that happened a couple of times, there were great precautions when they were taking these people coming out of caves, especially women, you know.
So they had people on suicide missions other than the kamikaze guys. So then after you were wounded, did they get you pretty good medical attention right away, or did you have to?
Oh, yeah. Well, you had Navy corpsmen. Served right with the rifle platoons.
That's a medic?
Medic, yeah. In the Marine Corps, they call them corpsmen. Very capable people too.
So you worked hand in hand with Army personnel, and or were you pretty well?
We didn't. Our particular unit, I don't know what they did overall, but I think the whole operation was was under the 5th Army Command, and if memory serves me right, I think this is one of the first Marine operations that was ever under an Army Command, overall command.
When you were in the service, was there any animosity between the branches of service? Like, you know, was it us and them between Army and Air Force?
There was a competitiveness. I think it was that much animosity.
I saw in that show last night that there was a period of pretty heavy rains at one point. Did you have to suffer through any of that?
Yeah, when we were preparing to come home, we had to go back. We were being processed on the East China Sea side of the island, and that was when that horrendous typhoon hit. And
that was after the island had been secured?
That was after the island had been secure, and personnel were waiting to come home, and everybody was in tents along the seacoast. And a typhoon came in from the East China Sea side, I guess. I think I'm right on that. But anyway, tore the place apart, and we escaped a handful of us that I know of escaped because we occupied tombs, burial tombs that were atop of the seacoast. And we crawled into these tombs and probably kept from being swept into the sea by all the wind and turmoil, because the next morning we had to go out on work details and drag people out of the ocean that were drowned from the water or were killed from flying objects or something.
Japanese and American? Or mostly American?
Mostly American people.
Oh, geez. What a...
Then clear across the island over in what I think it was, they called, renamed it Buckner Bay. And it was a great deep seaport.
And on the Pacific side?
On the Pacific side. And ships, big, huge ships, literally, were blown up onto the coastline, inland.
How long did that last? How long did the storm last?
Oh, I don't remember. It was... I don't remember.
It was like an afternoon or a couple days? Or?
No, I think it was probably a day and a night.
That must have been just about as scary as being shot.
That was probably worse.
Did you...
Because you couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, really. Did you know about the Yamato? Is that Japan's their biggest aircraft carrier or battleship or something that they sank?
No.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
They mentioned that last night on that thing. Well, so after you were wounded and came back, and then you were up in the northern part.
Right.
Then you were in training, so that was a little bit calmer.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't, because this had all been secured by that time?
Yeah, the whole island had been secured by that time.
So you were training for the invasion on the mainland? Is that what
Japan
it would be?
Japan proper, yeah. The 1st Division was supposedly to be the spearhead division. And who knows what might have happened.
So, then how long did you stay on Okinawa then? You were on Okinawa when they bombed Hiroshima? Or did you get to go home? When did you leave Okinawa? That was like in August, wasn't it?
I left Okinawa I think sometime in September.
Oh, so it was after.
It was after the bombing because the I saw we were waiting. I saw the plane that came in for the preliminary agreement, the Japanese plane that came in with to sign the preliminary agreement for the end of the war.
Oh, really?
From a distance.
Yeah.
From a way distance.
Huh.
But they told us what it was and what it was for.